Okay, the we'll call the committee to order. The secretary will take the roll visually. I believe we do have a quorum present. It was confirmed that we do have a quorum present. We do have some executive action to do, but I think we'll delay that just briefly and get our first hearing out of the road so that a few more folks can get here. Our initial hearing today will be on Senate Bill 44, but I do want to speak to the fact that this is a fiscal committee. There is no leeway to talk about any policy in this committee. It has been through a policy committee. If this bill moves forward, you'll have lots of chances to address the policy somewhere else. Absolutely not interested in policy. Only on the fiscal note and the impacts of the fiscal note. And so, again, we don't debate policy in this committee. With that, we will open the hearing on Senate Bill 44.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Gordy Vance, Senate District 34, which is Belgrade, and a lot of the area from the East Gallatin to the West Gallatin. And this is my first time in front of Finance and Claims, so we'll see how this goes. Everybody, I think, is a little familiar with Senate Bill 44. It's a simple little bill, but it does have a reasonable fiscal note. Couple of things very quickly. One is I did a sponsor's rebuttal because I do feel that there are some erroneous assumptions made in the creation of the fiscal note, but that'll be for you folks to decide. The other thing I will remind everybody is that although the funds are linked, these are not general fund monies. This is entirely separate. The other thing I will tell you is that there are some of us who are working on some amendments and the potential for a companion bill that also should have a positive impact on the way the fiscal note looks right now. But that's pretty much the short version, and I'll stand for questions as long as they're not too numerous or too complicated. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there proponents to the fiscal note? Proponents to the fiscal note. Are there opponents to the fiscal note? Again, on the fiscal note.
On the fiscal note. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Scott Bolanger, and for the record, it's spelled B-O-U-L-A-N-G-E-R. I'm here today on behalf of the Independent Air Ambulances and the Sierra Health Group. Regretfully, Bill Bryant couldn't make it today, but he did send along a written opinion about Senate Bill 44 revised fiscal note. And with the permission of the chair, I'd like to distribute the information to the committee members for you folks to decipher.
Please feel free.
It's a rather lengthy letter, and I'm not going to clog up the committee's time today. It's just a rebuttal on some of the facts that are presented, and you can use that information to decipher the outcome. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Additional opponents to the fiscal note? Opponents to the fiscal note. Are there informational witnesses? Informational witnesses. Questions from the committee? One more time on questions. Seeing none, would the sponsor like to close?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you.
That closes the hearing on Senate Bill 44, and thank you, Senator, for a brief hearing. We'll now open the hearing on House Bill 304, Representative Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I bet I can beat his record. House Bill 304 simply takes what used to be a fixed amount of money that the Department of Revenue had to estimate to buy cigarette tax or cigarette stamps and makes it a statutory appropriation. And so the reason you do this is in the past they'd estimate that, say, it costs $60,000 for the stamps annually. And if they go over that, well, then they have to make that up from their own budget. Or if they're under, then the statutory appropriate allows it to track one for one. So that essentially whatever they need to spend for these stamps is what they get.
Thank you. Are there proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Gene Walborn, W-A-L-B-O-R-N, and I'm the Deputy Director for the Department of Revenue, and we just stand in support of the bill. It's a good administrative way to purchase stamps. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there additional proponents? Are there opponents? Opponents. Informational? Questions from the committee? Representative, would you like to close?
I would. If this bill does pass, then Section A, will there's $65,000 in DOR's budget that would be removed. So with that, it's golden.
Thank you. That closes the hearing on House Bill 304 on a golden bill. From a golden presenter. That's right. So let's do a little bit of from the golden boy. Back on concentrating. Let's take House Bill 3 from our folder. If you recollect House Bill 3, and I'm going to steal your sheet for just a second here. If you recollect, House Bill 3 was a bill that we already passed as amended. And what had happened is some challenges of an amendatory veto had made it so that we needed to potentially reconsider some items in House Bill 3. That reconsideration is no longer necessary. And so I would like to have us consider sending this bill back on its road. Senator Moore.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass Senate House Bill 3 as amended.
It's been moved House Bill 3 as amended, do pass. Is there discussion? Question has been called for. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes unanimous. And I believe, Senator Moore, you were carrying that bill. So members, and without objection, since we have a little bit of time, I might, and if anybody objects and wants a little bit of time, we can reconsider this, but I like not putting stuff in our folder if we can help it. If we heard. So is there an objection to what Senator Kerry's bill? Move do an exec on it today. Senator Kerry, your bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move a due pass on Senate Bill 96. That's the right to shop bill, the transparency bill.
It's been moved a due pass on Senate Bill 96, and I believe there are amendments.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the Secretary should have an amendment to pass out.
Okay, we'll distribute the amendments, and then we'll have you speak to your members.
Mr. Chairman, it's a pretty simple amendment. I can speak to it as we pass it out, I think.
Certainly. Feel free, sir.
Mr. Chairman, what this amendment does is it takes the state employee health care out of the bill and the university health care out of the bill. That was the items that caused the bill to have a fiscal note. There are some technical notes on there, and we believe we have addressed those working with the insurance commissioner when we had some amendments to the bill in the committee. Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right, Senator, if you would go ahead now and move your amendment, now that as soon as you see its number.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move a due pass on Amendment SB 009610.AAS.
So, members, you've heard the a due pass moved on the amendment, and you've heard the description of the amendment. Is there discussion on the amendment? Discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, amendment passes
Senator McNally votes aye by proxy.
Okay, Senator McNally votes aye by proxy. Amendment passes unanimously. If you would move your bill as amended, Senator.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move a due pass on Senate Bill 96 as amended.
It's been moved due pass on Senate Bill 96 as amended. Discussion on the bill as amended. Seeing none, with question being called, all those in favor of due pass on Senate Bill 96 signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Senator Caffaro?
Senator McNally votes no by proxy.
And are you no, Senator? No, just McNally is no.
McNally.
Okay, Senator McNally is no. Okay, Senate Bill 96. Is there any interest in working on House Bill 304 that we heard today?
Mr. Chair, in the interest of moving forward with Section A so we can get that correction in there, I would move a do concur in House Bill 304.
Let's move do concur in House Bill 304. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, question has been called. All those in favor of House Bill 304 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Again, passes unanimous, and I believe, Senator Osmunson, you're on the title, so you're the floor sponsor of this. And at this point, so at this point, I... Oh.
Senator McNally votes aye by proxy.
Sorry, Senator.
It's okay.
Just throw something. So at this point, given that we don't know if there's amendments or pieces on the others, I think we've done the executive we can today.
Mr. Chair, I would remind the committee that starting Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning, Senate Finance and Claims will be meeting in room 317.
Okay, so we will begin morning meetings. We will have a number of bills to hear, and we've got to clear our folders. So we'll be fairly steady from that point on. And so with that, is there anything... Senator Sesso, do you have some?
9 o'clock, did she say?
8 o'clock. Eight.
No, I thought you said nine.
No, you said eight. It's
seven. I heard nine. All in favor of nine, raise their hand. Okay, nine have it.
We have too much work to do for nine at this time, but thank you for the input, Senator Sesso.
So I'll see you at nine.
I imagine that might be true. With that, unless there's additional business to come before the committee, we are adjourned. Before the committee, we are adjourned. Business to